In Chapel Hill and Carrboro, the NAACP chapter is known for being a critical voice in local activism, helping organize rallies, events, and working with youth members to do significant outreach. Honor Richards, who is a member of the organization and formerly served as president, recently spoke to 97.9 The Hill about the local NAACP. Richards said she believes it's important to acknowledge the Black community and its activism in Chapel Hill long preceded the chapter's founding. But in the era it began, there was much happening when a group of community members met at the Hargrave Center and formally created the local branch.
75 years ago, we just celebrated the Journey of Reconciliation, which happened in Chapel Hill and in the spring. It's kind of an interesting thread when you think about the servicemen returning from World War II. They had experienced things abroad that they were not able to experience when they came back home. So it was a very much a time of change and a time of people wanting more and people starting to push for more.
To mark that occasion, the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP will hold several events throughout the month of October. There will be a unity event celebrating the African diaspora, as well as a tour of the community's Black historical sites. Richards said, however, the month will lead up to a special gala on October 22nd at the Sheraton Hotel in Chapel Hill.
Doors will open around 6:30. Program will start at 7. We're going to have a celebration. It's the Diamond Anniversary celebration. We will not be having a Freedom Fund dinner this year, so this gala will take the place of that. Mm-hmm. And we'll have some special awards and recognition that night, and dinner, and dancing.
The next day, which is the branch's official founding day, Richards said the NAACP will also host a gathering at the Hargraves Center, meant to build toward the future.
We want to have a community conversation about what the future looks like. What do we need to do as a community to come together to get to a place where we can realize what we hope and dream and everybody in the community can thrive?
During that same October stretch, the League of Women Voters for Orange, Durham, and Chatham counties will be in full swing for election season. That local chapter, which works with the national group to provide voting information, will be compiling details on all candidates to share ahead of early voting and election day. Jennifer Rubin, the president of the chapter, told 97.9 The Hill how the national organization continues to try and help voters on the local levels.
I guess the thing that we do is just continue to provide information, try to get people linked up and empowered with the information that they need about candidates and about issues. That's really our objective, and try to counter misinformation and disinformation.
In addition to raising awareness ahead of elections, Rubin said the local chapters help gather details on races for a popular tool run by the National Chapters Education Fund. It's a website called vote411.org.
And if you want to know where you vote, when early voting starts, when early voting ends, what your precincts are, who's on your ballot, you can go to vote411.org and find out all that information.
The effort is a far cry from when the local chapter began with just 33 members in Chapel Hill in 1947. On September 15th of this year, the League of Women Voters will hold an event to celebrate that 75th anniversary. The public is invited to join their ceremony, honoring the initial work of the chapter and reaffirming its commitment to empowering voters and protecting democracy. Rubin said the gathering will also feature a special guest.
We're hosting the president of the League of Women Voters of the United States. Deborah Turner will be with us. She's a very impressive person and is going to talk about what the League can do and what organizations and the general public can do to support election integrity.
To learn more about both the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP and the League of Women Voters of Orange, Durham, and Chatham counties upcoming 75th anniversary celebrations, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.